Looking ahead, now that we're almost to March, about 8 weeks away, the 10th Eugene Marathon, one of the premier events of its kind in the country, held right here in Tracktown, USA. Once again, we are joined by the race director, Richard Mayer. Richard, good to hear from you. How you doing? Oh, sorry. Still there?
Yeah.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. How you doing?
Oh, okay. Really good. Thanks.
10 years, man. Decade kind of zooms on by. What do you guys have for any kind of special anniversary plans?
Well, we're looking at a lot of things, honoring people that have run 7 to 10 of our races through the years, honoring them that way. We have a new spirit group competitions. We have a lot of things that are in the works, but we're also reaffirming our community and the environment with the community by becoming a sustainability certified event through Council for Responsible Sport, which is a new thing. We've always been named a great environmental race, but
right.
We're working on getting that official.
One thing, obviously, events like this don't happen magically. A lot of volunteers go into this for folks who might want to help out. You know, maybe they can't donate cash or they're not going to be able to run. How could they get involved?
Oh, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities. There's, if you're a group of, like, let's say 20, we offer cash to, you know, volunteer the group. So it's a way of fundraising for people. Also, if you go to our website or email volunteer@eugenemarathon.com, we can get back to you with a lot of opportunities. We also have on our website, you can pick spots of where you want to volunteer. So we have a lot of opportunities.
And obviously, you've been a part of this since the get-go. When you think about the 10 years of this event, what maybe memories or when you think back, what kind of pops into your head that makes you smile?
When the gun goes off every year, it's a big relief. That always makes me smile. I also am very thankful for it. We've had key volunteers, family, friends who have been with us since the beginning. And with a very small turnover rate. And so I'm really thankful for them. I think the kids and entering Hayward Field with their parents and seeing themselves on the Jumbotron always gives me goosebumps. So that's a big thing, too.
Talking with Richard Mayer, Eugene Race Marathon Director, and race this year is on May 1st. What's unique about that date?
It is the date that it's the weekend that we originally started with, was the last weekend of April early, or the first weekend of May. And so it's nice to be back at that time frame. I think it's a great time for a marathon. Weather usually, you know, I mean, it's probably going to, well, I'll give you a forecast. It's going to be 60 for a high, low will be 40 and cloudy in the morning. You know, so it's perfect. It's the perfect time of year to run here.
Now, far as the numbers go, it's always fun to hear exactly how many people you expect to run and how many states will be represented.
Yeah, we're always working on all 50. Last year we had 49. We missed out on Delaware. But right now we're at 46 states and 10 countries. We've got, you know, people coming from around the world. I think we'll probably be around 6,000 people in all the races and probably about 2,500 in the marathon, 3,500 in the half. And then we have the 5K and the kids run.
So I've been told that there's kind of a unique story. There's a woman who's going to participate, and she's run a race in every state in the union this year?
Not this year. She started
okay. I was like, wow.
I know. There are some of those crazies, but Pam, she's from Houston, Texas. And in 2009, she had never run a marathon and decided that she would run one in every state in the union. which there is a 50 states club. That's a national club. So she's done 49, and she chose the Eugene Marathon for her final one. She was a big Steve Prefontaine fan. And she wants it something memorable, and finishing on historic Hayward Field was a big deal to her, and running in the footsteps of Prefontaine and all the other legends. So she's really pumped and excited, and she'll be a great ambassador.
Now, obviously, this race itself, the actual course, we know how gorgeous and beautiful it is around here. Anything new or different about the race course this year?
The course is the same, and just to reiterate, we're one of the fastest courses in the country. We're always in the top 25 out of 1,000 marathons for percentage of Boston qualifiers. So we consider it very fast. And a lot of people are looking for a fast course when they're looking for a qualifier. But the course will remain the same as last year. So that's a good thing.
Now, for those who have always thought, you know, I'd really like to run in something like this, I don't know that a full marathon is for me just yet. What other options are there?
Well, we have the half marathon, which is on Sunday also. And then Saturday, we have the Run Track Town 5K and the Kids Duck Dash. And all the races finish on Hayward. And so there's something for everybody.
Now, I understand tomorrow night at Tracktown Tuesday, we're actually going to speak with Vin Lanana in about an hour. You're going to offer a little kind of sneak peek for folks?
Yeah, we're going to unveil our 2016 Finisher's Medal, the commemorative 10-year medal, and so that's sort of exciting. We also have a program, a charity, Souls for Souls, and we'll be collecting old shoes. So any of your listeners going to Tracktown, if you have any old tennis shoes, bring them. They'll go to a good cause.
And finally, I mentioned the dates, but as far as time to register, what do folks need to know about? And I guess obviously a good place to start would be the website?
Yeah, the website. They can print a registration and send it in. We do have a price increase on March 15th, but they can register for any of the races up to mid-April, and then it has to be done at the expo.
All righty. Again, EugeneMarathon.com, Richard Mayer, race director. Terrific event. Always enjoy having you on to talk about it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take it easy.